Welcome back to NewsRamp Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies for Tuesday morning, May 5th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Investor news breaks. Spark AI Inc. Frankfurt 50V0 engages S Energy for marketing and investor awareness. Spark AI Inc. Frankfurt 50V0 has enlisted S Energy Communications Capital Inc. for marketing and investor awareness services. The agreement, valued at $150,000, covers marketing, branding, and advertising expenses. S Energy confirmed it has no securities in the company. Spark AI focuses on defense technology, addressing challenges in autonomous systems. Its AI-powered platform enhances navigation and targeting accuracy without additional hardware or external signals.
Investor news breaks. A Maverick Intel Inc. provides update on Heal Access commercial progress ahead of proposed acquisition. A Maverick Intel provided an update on Heal Access Canada Inc., with over 10 live implementations, 13 signed enterprise agreements, and a platform supporting approximately 79 clinicians and over 118,000 patients across healthcare segments in North America and Europe. The company is moving forward with its proposed acquisition. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
A News Breaks, Knight Food Holdings Inc., featured in AE Newswire editorial on service robotics growth. Knight Food Holdings Inc. has been featured in an AE Newswire editorial focusing on the growth of service robotics. The company is strategically positioning itself within the AI-driven robotics market through scalable infrastructure, real-world deployment, and key partnerships. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Odia highlights LT350's AI infrastructure that doesn't compete for power, water, or land as large data centers face restrictions. Odia Inc. highlights LT350 as a scalable, low-impact alternative to large AI data centers facing restrictions. Recent halts in Denmark and Aurora, Illinois underscore the need for innovative solutions. LT350's distributed grid-supportive infrastructure addresses concerns like power, water, and land use. The patented architecture offers a clean, quiet, and community-friendly approach to AI deployment, providing a solution to the growing tension between AI demand and traditional data center models. SKYX, selected to participate in inaugural curated group of 8 emerging companies at the 31st Annual Sohn Investment Conference on May 12, 2026. At Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York City, SKYX Platforms Corp. has been chosen to join a select group of 8 emerging companies at the prestigious Sohn Investment Conference 2026 in New York City. This event, known for showcasing high-conviction investment ideas, will provide SKYX with exposure to top institutional investors. The company's participation underscores its growth trajectory, revenue expansion, and the rising demand for its advanced smart technology solutions.
Service robotics growth accelerates as global demand fuels strategic expansion. According to the International Federation of Robotics, service robot adoption continues to expand worldwide, with market forecasts projecting the global service robotics market to grow from roughly $31 billion in 2026 to more than $131 billion by 2034. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. is positioning itself at the center of this transformation by focusing on real-world deployment and strategic partnerships.
Defense news breaks. Safe Pro Group, Inc. launches government growth team, appoints chief growth officer. SafePro Group Inc. has launched a new government contract capture team, appointing Brian Mack as Chief Growth Officer and Benjamin Chitty as Vice President of Government Growth. The team aims to expand U.S. South government revenue opportunities, focusing on accelerating growth in Army and joint mission areas. SafePro will work to secure defense contracts for its AI-enabled situational awareness and threat detection platform.
VentryPoint to exhibit at the 59th Annual Meeting of the Association for European Pediatric and Congenital Cardiology. VentryPoint Diagnostics Limited will exhibit at the 59th Annual Meeting of the Association for European Pediatric and Congenital Cardiology in Padua, Italy, from May 12 to 16, 2026. The event, hosted by the University of Padua, focuses on advanced cardiovascular imaging and artificial intelligence. VentryPoint aims to showcase their VMS Plus team product, delivering accurate volumetric cardiac measurements equivalent to MRI, to support clinicians in managing patients with congenital heart disease.
A-News breaks, DataVault AI Inc. announces $60 million registered direct offering. DataVault AI announced a $60 million registered direct offering with institutional investors for the purchase and sale of 109,910 shares of common stock. The offering is expected to generate approximately $60 million in gross proceeds to support the deployment of its quantum-ready graphics processing unit Edge Network, working capital, and general corporate purposes. The closing is anticipated around May 5, 2026, subject to customary conditions.
Catalyst Crew Technologies establishes Latamed AI VE, CA, to support Venezuelan telehealth operations. Catalyst Crew Technologies Corporation establishes Latamed AI VE, CA, to support Venezuelan telehealth operations. The new subsidiary aims to aid in regulatory commercialization and healthcare deployment initiatives within Venezuela. Operational activities are expected to begin in the coming weeks, enhancing the company's ability to manage localized healthcare operations and support broader telehealth platform expansion across Latin American markets.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from lean newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.